2016 was a record-breaking year for national parks around the country. More people are visiting America's protected spaces, and with that increased human presence comes a cost. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke, who oversees the National Park Service, has said the infrastructure of our national parks is aging and in need of renovation and restoration. To that end, the National Park Service has proposed a fee increase at certain highly popular parks to help fund maintenance. Volcanoes National Park on Hawaii Island is not one of those targeted for a fee increase, but it has been seeing record visitor numbers. Our producer Ryan Finnerty called Volcano National Park's public information officer, Jessica Farrakane, to find out how that park has been managing the crowd.
Hawaii Volcanoes National Park definitely saw a record number of visitors in 2016. Our numbers went up quite a bit. Almost nearly 2 million visitors visited the park last year. And it looks like 2017 is going to be right on track for another big increase in visitation.
Why do you think we're seeing record visitation rates at national parks right now?
At Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, our visitation almost always parallels both the visitor industry. So if our economy is good here in Hawaii, we've been seeing, you know, peak numbers of visitors coming to the islands overall, increased spending, etc. But here at Hawaii Volcanoes, we've also noticed that when eruption increases or there's a big, really unique volcanic event like there was last year when Kilauea lava flows went into the ocean again for the first time in 3 years. Our visitation really parallels and mirrors that volcanic activity. So right now, we have Kilauea erupting in two locations. I think that's the only volcano on Earth that has dual locations for eruptions. So we have the Summit eruption, and we also have the East Rift Zone eruption, which are the flows that are going across the coast, coastal plain, and into the ocean. So both of those are eruption features are definitely attracting more people.
I'm looking at your statistics, and it looks like since 2010, you had almost 500,000 more people in 2016. And since 1990, the better part of a million more visitors. How do you accommodate that many more people?
Yeah, our visitor numbers definitely have gone up. You know, our records show that since 2008, visitation has continued to climb every single year for Hawaii Volcanoes. And it's a real delicate balance on how we can manage the park and the increased visitation at the same time.
And I see here, too, that those numbers are only recreational visitors, and non-recreational visitors are counted separately. Are those scientists studying the volcano?
Non-recreational visitors would be, yes, scientists who are employed here by the USGS Hawaiian Volcano Observatory or University of Hawaii or other scientific branches working in the national park. It's also employees, concessions like the Volcano House Hotel, etc.
So what are the biggest challenges associated with high visitor rates?
We're having to address some really high-impact areas in the park. Our most visited location is the Summit eruption from Kilauea Volcano. Halema'uma'o Crater has a 10-acre lava lake, and every night that lava lake glows and puts on a really incredible night show, if you will, and everybody wants to see that. But we have to manage the parking in that area. So park rangers who normally would be doing law enforcement patrols or doing eruption crew duties or engaging visitors are having to deal with very crowded, congested parking lot situations now. And down at the Thurston Lava Tube, which is the second most popular destination in the park, it's the same thing. Parking is very crowded, especially on days like Tuesdays when we have a regular cruise ship surge that of people that come in, and tour buses. It's definitely a challenge.
Yeah, I'm seeing in July of this year, you had almost 15,000 vehicles on Chain of Craters Road. In July of 2010, it was just over 9,000. So, I mean, that's a pretty significant increase. What kinds of things are you able to do without significantly increasing infrastructure in the park?
some of the tactics that we've been able to employ from a management standpoint. Earlier this year, we established a new viewing area at Jagger Museum. So there's the normal overlook that you can see offers incredible views of the lava lake, et cetera, right adjacent to Jagger Museum. But now to the right of that, we've created a new viewing area past the tour buses where people can go as an alternate location. It's actually a lot quieter than the Jagger Museum overlook too, so that it solved two problems of having a really noisy kind of experience to now we have the secondary location where people can enjoy a little bit of a quieter lava viewing experience. Down at the Thurston Lava Tube, which is part of that Chain of Craters Road increase that you've talked about, we've established 30-minute parking limits, so people can only park 30 minutes now at Thurston Lava Tube. They can't leave their car there and go hike Crater Rim Trail or Kilauea Iki Trail. They have to move their vehicle after 30 minutes so other people can enjoy that resource too. And in addition, a lot of people don't realize it, but sort of a ranger tip is this park is open 24 hours a day. And so our peak visitation, especially on a cruise ship day like Tuesdays or on the weekends or during the really busy holiday or summer months, is from 10 a.m. till about 7 or 8 at night. So people can avoid that. Local residents love knowing that and come into the park, before sunrise. They can still see the lava lake glowing, or after 9 o'clock at night when they're guaranteed to get a parking spot.
Hawaii Volcanoes National Park is unique within the national park system in terms of biogeography. Are there concerns regarding endangered or endemic species with so many more people coming through the gate every year?
The primary species, native species, that is impacted by higher visitation and more traffic on the road is definitely going to be our nene, the Hawaiian goose, which is the world's rarest goose. And we have a resident population of nene in the park, about 250 of these gorgeous geese, and we're getting into the nesting and mating season right now, and so more traffic on the road means more pressure on the geese and species like that.
The National Park Service and the Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, are proposing some targeted fee increases in certain exceptionally popular parks. Volcanoes is not one of those, to help pay for some of the cost of these high visitation rates.
How do visitor fees factor into park maintenance?
The NPS began the fee program in the 90s, 97, and through the fee program, 80% of the money that we collect stays in the park. So some of the projects that get funded by people's entrance fees are meant to really improve their experience here in the park. So things like trail maintenance, striping of parking lots and roads to keep the driving experience safe, repair of cabins, the maps and brochures that you get when you come into the park, restroom improvements, picnic tables, all of that is paid for by your entrance fees.
So the bottom line is when you pay that fee at the gate, 80% of that money is staying within the park to help improve the experience for everyone who's visiting the park.
That's right. And the other 20% goes to help other parks that don't charge entrance fees. Like, for instance, in Hawaii, we have 9 national park units. A lot of people don't realize that. Only 3 of us charge entrance fees. Haleakala National Park on Maui is one of them, and Pu'uhonua Ohonaunau National Historical Park in South Kona is the other one. But there are these 6 other parks that don't charge entrance fees, like Pu'ukohola Heiau, and the 20% that we collect goes to help our sister parks here in Hawaii.
Jessica Farrakhan is the Public Affairs Officer for Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. You can find a link to the National Park Service's proposed fee increase on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.